Hello, hello.
Martika, I miss you.
I miss you too last week. Thank God we are able to fight this week, because I know it. I feel it in my bones. We're going to fight and I'm ready.
Yeah, you sound like Victoria F. Like, you love fighting.
I do love fighting with you. I absolutely love fighting with you. And by the way, people have already said that that's what we do best. We fight because we barely agree on anything.
Yeah, we really don't. Well, there's certain things that we do agree with, but at the same time, we do have a sense of different types of
opinions. What's the word?
Yes, you know, that's the nicest way to put it. I still love you, though.
I still love you. And then there's some things that I just want to wring your neck for some of your opinions, but it's okay.
Yeah,
it's absolutely okay.
It sounds kind of illegal, but I mean, yeah.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with wringing your neck every once in a while when you misbehave and all that jazz.
Oh, damn, Martika, that's how you feel? Chill.
Tell me how you feel.
Not here. Not a podcast. Chill. Stop.
I'll tell you after the fact, all right? Don't you even worry about it. But anyways. Yo,
welcome to another episode of the Bacheleteros. Yo, Alp, Martika, we back at it. Yo, we have 2 weeks left of this season already. Can you believe it?
I can believe it. It's gone by in a flash. And I feel like with every episode that we get closer to the finale, the more the drama, more drama, more anticipation.
So much drama. Oh my God. And especially with this final three going on too. Each of the girls, they have their own different story or journey that we've learned about them, you know, whether we've learned to love them or hate them or appreciate them or just want to put a ring over the neck or whatever you call it, Martika. But at the same time, I feel like we're getting a lot more clarity as to what is going to happen towards the end. Do you feel that way?
Yes and no about the clarity about don't let her go. These are what love stories are made of.
It's about fucking Madison. There's no reason and there's no way that's not about Madison.
I don't know. I just heard a theory from someone who was a previous bachelor, and I was like, damn, that could be it too.
What's the theory?
I gotta go on his Twitter now to look at it. Hold up.
By the way, that was a fucked up impression of his mom, yo. Of Peter's mom. Damn.
What do you mean? That's exactly what she says.
How she did it? How she said it?
Don't let her go. Don't let her go.
I feel
Bring
just
her
as
home
awful.
To us.
I feel just as awful that I'm laughing.
I mean, it is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is. All right. So hold on. Let me. Espérate. Okay. Hold on. By the way, this is. Do you know who Nick Vial is?
Yes. He was. I didn't watch anything with him in it, but I know he was a previous bachelor or bachelor contestant or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. Yeah.
He was. Okay. So he was.
Apparently, he looked like Luke S.
No. Luke S. is a poor man's version of Nick Vial.
That's what I'm saying. Supposedly he looked like him. That's the only reason why I know who Nick Vial is.
Yes. So, all right. So this is what he said on his Twitter. Unspoiled prediction. Peter sends home Victoria F because finally sex. That made me laugh. That first sentence. Maddie leaves on her own. ... Because sex. Peter's devastated. Peter regroups, realizing Hannah Ann is his person. Right before proposing to Hannah Ann, Maddie comes back. Ooh. Peter's confused, like many before us, confusing something that doesn't fit with fighting for love. Hannah Ann is like, what the fuck? I feel like a backup plan. Threatens to leave. Kind of leaves. Evens playing field. Peter's confused again. Peter sends Maddie home. Mom tells Pete to bring back Hannah Ann. He does. Peter's with Hannah Ann. I'm like,
no way.
Listen, we have to, once we break down these dates, and let me tell you something. After reading that, I was like, that could be a plausible thought. And mind you, remember, he has experienced this and he's interviewed Peter twice. And he feels like he can predict Peter very well.
Nah, fuck that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that one bit.
Then again, LP, you haven't been watching The Bachelor for 23 seasons, okay? And you just jumped on this bandwagon, honey boo boo. You need to simmer down. You need to simmer down.
La experiencia don't mean shit. Experience in this kind of show doesn't mean.
Oh yes, it does.
Shit.
Right, oh yes, it does.
Yo, but what?
That's why
Hannah Ann. Listen, my argument against that: Hannah Ann has not met his mom. Why is she crying over supposedly Hannah Ann? There's no connection.
Of
not
course
yet,
there
least.
Is, because you do realize that there is still hometown dates to be had not with Peter. They both are going to meet Peter's mom.
She's going to cry off of, like, meeting her first. Nah, yo, I don't see that. I can definitely see that.
And by the way, I have to read back to you. When we start getting into the dates and breaking them down, trust me when I say that theory and that prediction could be very well true. Okay?
But how are you going to say trust me and it could be true? So it's like you don't even know it's true either.
Oh no! I'm saying wait till I start repeating back to you things that Peter said in freaking Hannah Ann's date.
Peter says the same shit to everybody.
He didn't say the same shit to everybody. He did not say that Madison is the perfect girl. Never in his life. He said that about Hannah Ann, and I quote: "Hold on." He says, she is the most perfect woman I have ever met. If this is true love, I never want to come down from this.
Nah.
I'm sorry. I'm like, he didn't say that about Maddie at all.
The first person that he said that he told that he's falling for was Maddie.
That's fine.
The one that he was looking forward to the most was Maddie.
That's fine, but at the end of the day...
And he has now broke down for anybody else in tears, unless it was for Maddie.
Listen, he's breaking down because, okay, let's just get into it. Before we start, okay, there's two things that are coming, actually three things that are going to start happening now in The Bachelor. Listen to your heart, which is basically what Jet should have auditioned for last season instead of Hannah Brown season of The Bachelor. Okay. I'm dying to see how this plays out. I don't know. You know, there's been a lot of musicians that have tried to come onto the show.
Like Chase Rice?
Not Chase Rice, like the Jets of the World. There was this other guy that was a musician that I forgot what his name is, but he basically had a girlfriend the entire season and he ended up being in the top four. It wasn't Jed, it was another guy before him, trust me.
Damn! Yeah. Somebody was a pioneer in that?
Yes, before social media. And mind you, he even says it in the confessionals. He leaves in the limo, and you gotta look this up. I forget, his name escapes me. He's like, I can't believe I made it top for Jillian Harris season. He's like, I can't believe it. I made top four of The Bachelorette with a girlfriend and a drink in his hand. Look it up for Jillian Harris.
Damn. Right, what a fucking legend in the worst way possible.
Yep. So he was on this. So, you know, Listen to Your Heart is going to be for people like him who are trying to fall in love and at the same time promote their music business. And then Wes Hayden. Loved him. It was hilarious. He was the man. Y'all love to hate him.
2009. Damn. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
I was like five.
You were not watching that show.
I was still in
high
school.
Were not five. Stop exaggerating. Stop it. Stop with your ageism. Y'all always trying to bully me because of my age. Listen here.
Yo, hold on. So side story real quick. Martica texted me. The most fucking dad joke of all dad jokes, or even mom jokes. Like, what was it, like, earlier today or yesterday?
Yes.
Or some shit like that. Or was it with, like, what movie was that called?
Forrest Gump.
A little before my time.
It wasn't oh my god, so, you were like, what, five or six?
Yeah, no. Exactly. Before my time. You think I remember everything from Forrest Gump? Like, I watched it once. Not even, like, in its entirety.
And mind you, you need to rewatch that movie because it's timeless. There's a reason why Tom Hanks won an Oscar. He won back-to-back Oscars, okay?
No, I'm not saying it's not a great movie. Like, I'm sure. Okay. I just don't remember much. Like there's there's only two parts that I know about Forrest Gump. That's the run, Forrest, run. And that was your joke. It said, what's Forrest Gump's password?
One Forrest, one.
Ha ha ha. Someone be my friend, please. So then I wrote, oh God, hand on a face emoji. And you wrote, come on, it's funny. And I'm like, that's a 30 and over joke. I can't relate. But then I'll be here all week.
Listen, you do realize that these are the times that I wish I could slap you and deck you across the face.
But that's why you are in Tampa and I am in Miami right now.
Yeah, because you be running for your life. You'd be like, run, LP, run, run, LP, because I would be beating on his ass. Oh my God.
No, but it's said with love though. But, all right, so we were just talking about what exactly again? I'm sorry.
I got okay, like, listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. That's going to be, that's coming up in April. So we're going to have lots to talk about. Just because this season of The Bachelor is going to end does not mean we ain't going to have content for these people listening to the Bacheloreteros podcast. So I'm excited about that. Yeah. And now they're also trying to make a Bachelor show for seniors. Did you see the promo for that?
For seniors?
Yes, they want to make a Bachelor show for seniors. If you are a senior and you would like to participate in a Bachelor, you didn't see the promo?
I didn't, actually. I probably missed that commercial.
Yes.
You know, right. I pee a lot.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, you do. Oh, my God. And I'm hoping and praying you don't do that tonight, because if not, I'm going to hang up. I will hang up.
I peed right beforehand. I do pee a lot. But I drink a lot of water, though.
That's fine. That's fine. But you do that before the show, after the show, not in between the show. Ain't nobody got time to listen to you peeing 24/7.
Right. And if I do got to pee, we'll edit out.
Yay! Anyway, so they want to make a Bachelor show for seniors. And I think that's such an incredible idea. Seriously. Watching a bunch of 80-year-olds trying to find love, like geriatrics, you know, like trying to go on these overnight dates. That would be interesting. That would be interesting.
Damn, man. Like, so, all right. So if it's The Bachelor, what is like the oldest man name that you could come up with right now? The oldest
like
guy name.
Man?
Yeah.
Jermaine.
Jermaine? That's random as fuck.
I know.
Nah.
But okay, like, so, Gertrude is a very like LGBT name.
Gertrude.
Gertrude. Like that's like an elderly
name.
I'm calling
that's a girl name?
Gertrude is a girl name.
Damn. Oh,
look that up.
God bless whoever has that name. So I'm calling it right now. If it starts out with The Bachelor Senior Edition, the final two is gonna come down to Meredith and Barbara.
Barbara, oh my God, that's horrible.
Meredith and Barbara. And then third place is gonna be Bertha.
Bertha. And Martha, unfortunately, my name is not a vieja name. Okay, guys.
Yeah, you do have a viejita name.
That's why I call myself Martica. Don't ever call me Martha. Call me Marta Maria. Call me Martha Maria. Do not call me Martha by itself. That is so unattractive.
So let me ask you a question, Martha.
Fuck you. Like, legit, fuck you. Like, stop. I get offended when people call me Martha. You do not realize this. I don't speak to them.
Damn. Well,
everybody has to address me by Martica. I've even thought about changing it legally. Okay.
Yeah. So do it then. Why not?
Because honestly, I like Marta Maria, I like Martha Maria, just I don't like Martha by itself. So don't address me like that, guys. Like, seriously, just don't. Yeah.
It's like, you know, see, my role is like the little brother type of thing, you know.
You
to
are
extent.
An annoying, so, like, pestering little brother.
So when you tell me to not call you Martha, you know what that's making me want to do?
Yeah, you want to call me Martha. And then that's when I hit the finish recording button and stop this podcast cold turkey.
I'll keep on recording it myself then. It's all good.
Hi, bendito. Can you be nice to me?
Okay, listen. I miss you, Martha Maria.
Martha Maria. Freaking novela ass name.
Yo, for real though, there was a lot of things that went down on this episode. I mean, like, I feel like it's a lot simpler because it's down to three girls now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, four. People not talking about the fourth girl.
Oh, you mean the producer?
The producer. So
the producer behind the scenes.
Before we get on to the three dates, we got to talk about one thing about the producer, right? So I know there was an article that came out about like, oh my God, Pete, you know, might have ended up with the producer. I forgot her name. Gillian, whatever.
Hold on. I'll look this up.
So while you look that up, so like that she had lunch or dinner with Pete and Pete's mom.
And the other day.
Yeah, so like the craziness was, oh my God, like if she went to go out to eat with Pete and his mom, then that means that it's official. And like I highly disagree with that. So like my question to the
Barceloneteros. Her name is Julie La Placa.
Julie La Placa. That's what it is. Is it really La Placa?
It is La Placa.
Damn, that's some Pablo Escobar cartel type last name. Damn, that's all. That's a tough last name. La Placa. What's your last name? Who you repping? La Placa.
La Placa.
Damn, that shit is hard. All right, now, but Martica, let me ask you a question. All right, so check this out. Would you bring any of your guy friends? And I feel like we kind of had this discussion a little bit off the air. To just casually go out for lunch between you, him, and your mom.
Nope.
No, why not?
Like, honestly, meeting my parents is something huge. You know, Papi, may he rest in peace. Like, he never, if I introduced you to my dad, like, that was a big deal for me. Yeah. Like, yeah, if you met Papi, you meant something to me. And I can count with my hands, like, the men that met my dad.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, yeah. My ex-fiance met my dad. The guy that I was with for like half of my life met my dad.
Damn.
Will met my dad.
Yeah, current boyfriend.
Uh-huh. My current boyfriend met my dad, and and two other men met my dad. But that's it. Like, for you to meet my father, you had to mean something to me.
Yeah.
Like, and I thought very highly of you. I thought something was gonna progress from that relationship. But if you didn't meet my dad, you were nobody. And so not even my guy friends, no guy friend of mine.
Okay.
Because I had enough respect for my dad. And mind you, my mom is super cool. My mom is super, but again, like I like to go out to lunch with, no.
Right.
Sorry.
That's respectable. I respect that. I'm definitely the opposite of that. I feel like, you know, like my dad would come see me at the club, like when I used to live in Jersey, like my dad and my stepmom, whenever I would DJ at a whole bunch of different clubs in Jersey and New York, whatever, he'll come through, let's slide through, we'll hang out, a bunch of my friends, what's poppin', take shots with him, and yeah, like, you know, maybe if it was at his house, and I don't bite friends. I mean, I have a lot of female friends too. I do believe that a guy and a girl can coexist without fucking or without having any kind of physical attraction.
Agreed.
No matter how beautiful or how attracting that person is.
I mean, hey, we have a very, like, hey, nothing would ever happen between us.
Yeah, exactly. No, like, Martica, like, I think you're incredibly beautiful inside and out. And we cool as hell. We tight.
We are. And, hello, we've been to a strip club together.
Yo, that was a good ass night, but we're not gonna talk about that. that was a fun night.
Oh my God, friends of ours, you know, catching STDs that night.
Yo, dude got sick, man. That your boy, your boy went a little too crazy, man. That guy. Yep. Well, I forgot his name.
We're not mentioning his name. We are not name dropping here, but yes.
Regardless, he went way too far with those girls.
Literally, you know, finger blasting so hard that you get viral infections. Viral infections.
Damn, man. Anyways.
Anywho.
But yeah, like, you know, like with my mom and my dad, like I could just bring them out, be like, yo, like, you know, I'm going out here with some friends. I'm going out here with a girl, one of my homegirls. Yo, slide through. I'll tell one of my homegirls, yo, slide through. We'll have some wine. We'll drink. We'll chill. You know, like my mom's home or like my dad's home or whatever the case may be. And yeah, like I feel like I'm so close to my parents to where like they're not only my parents, but they're my homies too, you know? And so like my friends are my friends and then my family is also my friends too. And I understand your side of it and I respect it, Martica.
Thank you. And I listen, hey, to each his own. To each his own in that regard.
Which goes to the point that I feel like Julie La Placa, yo, I fucking love her name. She got a popping name. Which goes to the point that Julie LaPlaca, her going out to lunch with Pete and Pete's mom. Can you do Pete's mom voice again?
Don't let her go. Don't let her go. Bring her home to us, Peter. I love her. Listen, I love Barbara.
That's the name, Barbara. She's going to be on The Bachelor for seniors.
No, she's not. She's very happy and, you know, screwing Peter's dad 4 times in their mansion next to Bachelor Nation's mansion, okay?
Yeah, word. But, so, yeah, we got to X out Julie LaPlaca, the producer, because, like, that's friends do that. Friends can't do that. This is 2020.
Yeah,
it just is what it is.
Listen, but here's the thing. It's not just that, okay? It's not just that. She was seen with him. Hold on. She was seen with him at a Carmen's Italian restaurant, which I've been to. Amazing, delicious. I went there when I went to New York. They had a New Year's Eve lunch.
Okay.
They were together at Times Square for New York City to watch the ball drop.
Okay, and?
Okay, and she's, you know, she's going with him to, like, go have, you know, wine at a winery with Peter and his mom. It could be something to deflect from the whole situation. You never know.
Major reach. Could be something contractually to where, like, everywhere he goes, somebody got to go with him.
Julie LaPlaca tags along with him.
Julie LaPlaca tags along with him. And maybe they look like they're around the same age, too. So, like, they might be tight as fuck. He, like, with all of his emotional shit that he's had to deal with this season, like, I'm sure he's had to deal with Julie LaPlaca all season, too. And I'm sure she's been very understanding and helpful.
Could be.
But yeah, I think they're just good friends, you know.
It could be. I'm just stating what's going on. I am neither confirming nor denying that anything is happening. Mm-hmm. I am just relaying information.
Word.
To Bachelor Nation, okay?
Yo, Martica. There's a lot of madness this episode. If you get my drift.
Madness. All right, how do we start out this episode?
Well, we got to start off straight from the jump. It's crazy how the girls are staying in the same hotel room.
You are missing the first plot point of all this shit.
What's the plot point?
We come off where we left off last week.
Which was?
Madison pulls Peter to the side. Oh, shit. and she's like, hey, you know, I need to talk to you.
And she didn't talk.
And she didn't say absolutely anything.
She said dick.
She said pinga. She said pinga to pinga pee. Okay?
Like, literally, she'll say, like, the word like 1,000 times, as usual, and kind of give, like, little hints. And so it was like Pete had to figure out the pieces of the puzzle to understand what Maddie was talking. Like, she was so, like, she didn't know how to project the words or project her emotions.
And guess what, my love? We all say that Madison is super mature. This is the one time she really showed her age. She was 23. She showed us.
I think it did show, like, her being inexperienced in a sense. Mm-hmm. That definitely showed. Does that take off any points from her? Honestly, no. I'll tell you right now, though. Like, after this episode, Maddie, it's a win-win for Maddie. I mean, it's either she wins The Bachelor and she wins Peter's heart, or she's going to be the next Bachelorette.
Negative.
There's no possible way. Yo, there is no possible way. I know they were kind of trying to set up Hannah Ann to be the next Bachelorette.
And they were still setting her up this whole episode. They were setting her up for that. Because you see her personality more. They were trying to villainize her to a certain degree. Think about it.
I wouldn't say villainize her. They just made her the plot. They made her like, all right, like, this is the focus. This is the craziness of the story. This is how we make it juicy and interesting. And, you know, they were just trying to suck the juice out of it.
But no.
Jordan Kimball, is that his last name?
Yes.
Yeah. So Jordan Kimball, I saw one of his tweets. He tweeted, he was like, yo, I know a Bachelorette campaign when I see one. I see you, Maddie. Yeah, when I saw that, I'm like, I know I'm not the only one that realized it. Even Jordan got no filter. You know, Jordan's like the guy Demi, Like Demi, like the queen.
Yeah,
Demi.
Yeah, yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, I think even if she's not trying to become the next Bachelorette, she's making a fucking hell of a case, and I just
why
don't...
because she's a virgin. Seriously,
that's a big title right there. It was a big honestly, title for Colton.
Yeah, that's cute and all, but I don't think so.
And she, yeah, and she's been sweet. She's been unproblematic this entire season. The only one that's been unproblematic season until now.
Yeah, but
not even this is a problem. Like literally, the problem of this plot is the fact that she is battling her morals. She's battling like what you know. She's battling herself, like how to stay true.
And by
herself.
The way, I just want
to
point out that Jordan's favorite is Hannah Ann, not Maddie. FYI.
I do know that. And he still thinks that Madison's trying to be the next Bachelorette or campaigning, supposedly. But what was I saying though? But yeah, with Madison though, she hasn't brought out any problems. There hasn't been any circumstances to where like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what you doing right now? Or her age has been showing. Like, just because like she didn't know how to express her emotions about this in particular, about her faith and like what she wants and her standards. You can't fault a person based upon like what standards they have for themselves.
I can definitely fault her and I'll explain to you why.
Okay, go for it.
I'm sorry to tell you, but you knew what show you were signing up for. You weren't signing up for Christian Mingle. Mm-hmm. You knew that signing up for The Bachelor, you knew that there's something called Fantasy Suites. There's been 23 seasons of The Bachelor, 15 of The Bachelorette. You knew going into this that you, as a virgin, needed to say, hey, by the way, Peter, from the beginning, listen, I'm very conservative. I have these values. This is what I think for myself. You don't wait till all the way at the end to give Peter an ultimatum.
No, I disagree. I disagree with that part. But
that's super manipulative. I'm so sorry. You knew what you were signing up for. Period. Point blank. She needed to have discussed this earlier. Not final three. Not final three. And I bet you, mark my words, if she would have said it earlier, she wouldn't have made it as far as she did. I'm so sorry.
I disagree.
Especially since if that wasn't the case, if Maddie was seriously Peter's number one, he wouldn't have fucked neither Victoria F. nor Hannah Ann. Sorry.
Nah, I disagree.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Oh, I believe it. If Maddie would have seriously been Peter's number one, trust me, he wouldn't have fucked anybody else, and I'll tell you why. Because Nick Vial, when he knew that Vanessa Grimaldi was his number one, he did not have sex with neither Rachel nor Raven, okay? A lot of the bachelors, when they know this is my number one, they protect it. They protect
it. But he doesn't know it yet, though. He doesn't know. He has strong relationships with all three of them. I'm not like... I'm saying that, like, Madison, I believe, is in the lead. I never said that she was alive.
I don't think she's in the lead, to be honest. Like, she's not.
So, who's in the lead? Victoria F? I mean,
no,
probably.
No, hell no. Hell no, no, no. Victoria F? No, no. Victoria F is in the lead, all right. In the lead to go down to the fantasy suite and him to fuck the shit out of her. Yeah. That's what she's in the lead for.
Word.
All right? That was what she was in the lead for. But anyways, so I hated that Maddie did not clear anything up. I was like, dude, you needed to speak up. That was the moment. And giving him an ultimatum is not fair to Peter at all. That's not fair. You knew what you were signing up for. You knew that when you signed up to date the guy that fucked four times in the windmill, what did you expect? For him not to be putting his dick out there? No, sweetheart. I value women that want to, you know, save it for marriage. Hell, I just started reading Jessica Simpson's new book, Open Book, all right? And she even talks about wanting to save herself for marriage. And I think that's a beautiful thing. You know, she saved herself for Nick Lachey, but she should have been, but mind you, she was upfront from the moment that they met. Jessica Simpson, the first thing that came out of her mouth when she met Nick Lachey, hey, by the way, I'm a freaking virgin. And she was younger than Maddie. There's no excuse.
I don't even remember Jessica saying anything like that. I barely remember that relationship.
Of course not. But anyways.
I was like three.
Oh my God, you are not three. Stop. Stop. Honestly, stop. 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 Because at the end of the day, that was so much. That was so common knowledge that she was a virgin, and she was the virgin out of like Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, and Mandy Moore.
I really don't. I didn't even know she. That was a whole thing with her being a virgin. I had no idea.
It was absolutely a thing, you know. And yeah. That's, you know. And then she lost her virginity to Nick Lachey, but. She even says it in the book, like one of the first conversations that she had with him, she needed, this was my opinion. This is how I feel about it. And mind you, he was 7 years her senior. So I'm applying this right here. Like, and mind you what, Jessica Simpson was like, what, 19, 18 when she told that to Nick Lachey?
Diane.
I'm sorry. Maddie could have said the same thing. Same thing to Peter up front and center about her beliefs and her morality. There's nothing wrong with it. But sweetheart, you knew what show you were signing up for.
I agree with certain things that you said. And I also disagree with certain things that you said as well. Number one, I do agree with you when you say that, you should have, like, you obviously knew what you were signing up for. Absolutely. Like, you're going into a competition. Let's get like, let's be real. It's a competition, you know, first and foremost, to win a man's heart. All right. He's kissing a whole bunch of girls. She's like patting herself on the back, like, yo, I'm like, you know, like he's kissing all these girls, and I'm like fighting, you know, to for that to not bother me so much, so on and so forth. Yo, at the end of the day, it is The Bachelor, you know. Shit is gonna happen. It just is what it is. You are not the only person that he's in a relationship with, but I get it though, you know, like when you like her having a certain type of faith. I get it. If she has certain type of morals and values and standards and what she wants, then that's what she wants. Then honestly, the show is not for you, Maddie. You know, like maybe Peter's not for you. It's crazy because I feel like I've gotten to a point where like I think Peter is too good for Victoria F and Hannah Ann, but Maddie is too good for Peter. In a sense to where like there's just nothing that like that connects or like that is that 100%, because I still believe that like the most natural relationship out of all the dates that we saw today was with between Maddie and Pete.
But I didn't think that Hannah Ann and his was forced at all.
No, I'm not saying that like that was forced. I'm just saying the most natural one that just seems so effortless out of all three was definitely with Maddie. But let's get down to the dates though real quick.
First and foremost, the girls staying together in the fantasy suites. This has never happened in 23 seasons of The Bachelor and 15 of The Bachelorette. So what do you think about the girls staying together in the same suite?
It's fucked up by the producers, but it's great TV. Fuck it.
This was beyond awkward, and this was literally to stir up the pot.
Fucking right? Awesome TV.
It does make awesome TV. The girls walking in, like, Hannah Ann and Maddie being all, you know, PC, like, hey, oh my God, I missed you. What are you doing here? In Australia, and the Victoria F is like, what the fuck? This is awkward. Awkward. I'm not down for this. Like, she was the one speaking what all the other girls were thinking.
Yeah, she's, like, super not PC. She's very unfiltered and super non-PC, you know? Yeah. Like, she don't know how to lie. I feel like she's not a good liar. She's like, this is how I feel. It is what it is. Which it I is appreciate about Victoria.
And then Peter walks in and he's like, all right, so this, you know, this is very important. This week is going to be very important to all of us. And he rescues Hannah Ann and they go on their first fantasy suite together. From that drama, right? And they go jet skiing together, and they were I just loved the date because they were laughing, and I felt that both of them were very much at ease.
Yeah.
What did you think about the date?
They're peaceful. They have, as of right now, they like that relationship is the only peaceful relationship that Pete has left, for the moment at least. They do have an incredible connection. I don't, yo, it's just something about like I get such like super young vibes from Hannah Ann, and I think what Pete likes is like, you know, he wants to be in control. He wants to be able to teach her about life type of thing. So like he wants that co-pilot, You see?
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, God.
Like, for real. Like, that's, like, I don't mean to be corny with the puns, but I feel like he's looking for that co-pilot to where he can lead the plane, and then mm-hmm. he can have somebody to kind of, like, yo, like, you know, ride with me. I'm going to show you the ropes, you know, but we're still going to, you know, land this plane together and fly anywhere we want type of thing. Yeah. Yeah. So that's, like, the metaphor that I see, you know, I see within that.
Yeah.
I like them, you know? Like, they do have a natural connection. Ah, I just... I feel like it's more exciting than anything. I just can't see the longevity of that relationship. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Algo me molesta about that relationship.
And I respect that.
That I just can't like come to, you know, come to grips with. But I just don't know what it is exactly. Regardless, they seem very happy together. Mm-hmm. They fucking, you know, they went on the dinner date. It is very effortless. Uh-huh. It's become, I feel like in the beginning it was a little forced. It has become effortless, that relationship. They went out to the dinner date. It was cool. It was cute. And obviously they went into the fantasy suite. You tweeted about the fantasy suite with Hannah. What was it?
That it was like her hand going down that door was like the scene from the Titanic. I was like the first thing. That's what I thought about. But I want to tell you, so let me give you some quotes that Peter said to Hannah Ann during this date. May I share this?
I mean, yeah? You're gonna say regardless, go ahead.
Okay, of course. He told her, I could see us doing this for a lifetime. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, he also let her know, like, I had this conversation with your dad. He told me not to tell you that I was falling in love with you unless I truly mean it. I do mean it, and you are not going anywhere.
Yeah, that was strong. Those were some very strong words, and I was like, damn.
I am crazy about you, okay? And then, you know, in his voiceovers, he was like, she's the most perfect woman I have ever met. If this is true love, I never want to come down from this. And what I loved, how Hannah Ann responded to him, like, hey, no matter what you do, which is the complete opposite of Madison, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't care. As long as it's you and me at the end of that. And that, my love, is love. That's love. When you can tell somebody, listen.
I don't care what other bitches you fuck. Just fuck them. Get it out of the way this week. Just after this week, that's it. All right?
Yeah, it's you and I. It's that's you and me.
That's literally what she said. Am I right or wrong?
It's basically, I mean, not like that, you know, we're breaking it down for the people, but yes. And honestly, it's very mature of her. People want to knock on her age for her being 23, but she's the one that's saying, hey, listen, I do have faith. I come from a religious family as well, because she does. Let's be honest. She's a typical, not typical, but she's like a country girl. And she, you know, she has her own Christian values, but at the end of the day, she knows what she signed up for. And she says it. Like, hey, I know what I signed up for.
I'm not going to call it, you know, I'm not going to say that was more mature of her to do that. But I will say that it shows that she has some tough fucking skin. She got some real tough skin to, you know, to understand what she's feeling. Yep. She, like, I really do believe that that she's in love with Peter. I think she's on a high. And yeah, and for her to say that, like, yo, go ahead, fuck the other girls, do what you gotta do, but then that's it. Yeah, obviously, word for word is not what she said, but it's obviously what she meant. Like, yo, just do what you gotta do. But, like, yo, like, it's gotta be you and me. For her to be able to accept that, like, on a basis of the show, The Bachelor, yo, she's saying the right things so that she could win this thing, you know? And she's doing the right thing. She showed her tough skin, and I like that. I really enjoyed that moment a lot, coming from Hannah, and that made me respect her that much more, you know? And, yeah, like, that, she got some more points off of that one, and then Peter's like, ah, shit, because it's going down tomorrow, Victoria F, yeah? Yeah!
Well, we know that Victoria F and Peter have tremendo chemistry. They're very, I mean, come on.
They have so much, like sexual tension out of all that anger and fighting.
I don't want easy. I want crazy.
That was 2 weeks ago, right?
No, that was last week.
Was that last week?
Yeah. I don't want easy. I want crazy. That's literally why he kept her on. Yeah.
Their fucking theme song. Oh my
legit,
God.
Legit.
Yeah. So, but to wrap up Hannah Ann's date, I thought it was cool. it was great. Not that it was cool, it was great. So let me not undermine it. My favorite part was it's fucked up how they put these girls through the walk of shame back into the hotel room in front of two other girls that are gonna go on these same exact dates with the same guy. Yeah, you know, it's so like she walked in and her hair was a little frizzy, like it's been pulled on a little bit. Like, it's like, damn. Like, and so it's funny because, like, I forgot who wanted to ask Hannah, like, yo, so how'd it go? She's like, it was good.
What else is she gonna say? But you know what Bachelor Nation really wants to know? How many times Peter went that night?
Yeah.
I want to know if the four times in a windmill applied to four times in the hot tub, four times on the bed, four times as we recreate the Titanic scene. Like, I just wanted to know.
So, you may want to know. I can give a fuck less.
I want to know.
Who sing? Was that Joe?
That was Joe. And you know, I saw him live like last year, right?
Did you really?
I did. And he looks just the same.
Still bald,
but with gray hairs on his chin. True story.
Damn. I remember one of my favorite songs from Joe was My Dear. Dude, I know you, but I know you very well.
Why you lying to me? Oh, yes! I can tell you're lying, because when you're replying,
I'm crying. Telling you, I can tell you're lying.
So now that we
you're taking me back. Hold on, Martiga, before we get back to it.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Can we not play too much of it? Because then we don't want this podcast to get flagged or something.
Damn. Flagged for what? Oh, copyright. True.
Copyright infringement. We do not own the rights to Joe's I Want to Know. Okay? But I still do want to know what turns Peter on so Hannah Ann can have orgasms and more. Okay.
Well, we all know what turns Peter on.
Victoria F.
No. Well, yes, but. The
four times in a windmill?
No, the fucking move. Which we haven't seen in a few episodes. I feel like
because he overkilled it. He overkilled the move.
He overkilled it. He definitely did, though. I'm sure we'll see it one more time this season. But yeah, it was nice. Hannah Ann, walk of shame. Boom, boom, boom. Then he takes Victoria. Or not even. He takes Victoria F. She just walks out. And yeah. So like, it was a great date. Like, yes. I can't believe I'm saying
fight.
That.
They didn't fight.
They were close to fighting though. So real quick, so with Victoria F, they got on a helicopter, which got me emotional when I saw that because today was also Kobe and Gigi's memorial in LA. R.I.P. But it was such a nice date though. They were happy to see each other. There was just a sense of like, there was a sense of effort. That's the one word that I wasn't leaving my head at all when I was watching that date. Like, they were, like, legit making an effort into trying to make each other feel good and just naturally just enjoying each other's company. The helicopter, you know, it gave them incredible views. They stopped by, a waterfall, and the view was breathtaking. They had some wine on top of the waterfall. Damn, that shit sounds popping. Yo, you want to go get some wine on the waterfall? Let me get the helicopter real quick. That's popping.
That sounds like straight out of like a 90s R&B, you know, song right there.
I want to know.
No, but seriously, that it's straight out of like a like an R. Kelly, like I'm about to take you somewhere.
Yeah.
And pee all over you. I'm just kidding. Anyways. Wait, sorry.
Martika, time out. Time out real quick.
Do you have to pee?
No. Hold on. You're...
Oh.
Why am I echoing like crazy?
I don't know.
Did you change anything? Did you move anything on your side?
No, no, no.
No? Okay. Fuck. You're... Hold on.
Hello.
You're...
Hi.
Hi. Oh, you hear me, right?
I hear you. Do you hear me?
All right. I do hear you. I hear you very clearly. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Yep. Yep.
Me escuchas? Okay.
I do hear you. Yeah, I do hear you.
Okay.
Yep. Hold on 1 second. Because, like, I was hearing an echo before. Yep. Yep.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Cool, cool.
Any echoes? I think we're good?
No, we're good now. We're good now. So, all right.
So where were we?
Hold on, where are we leaving off? Victoria Ave date, waterfall. Okay.
Yeah, bye. Waterfalls.
Okay, got it. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Come back.
Yeah, so it was a nice date, you know. Also going leading on to you know their dinner date too.
Wait, but before all of that, I just want to point out that I liked how Peter, the first thing that came out of his mouth was like, you know what? Forget what happened at hometowns.
Yeah.
Moving forward. I trust you. I have your back. I'm going in this with eyes wide open. And the first thing I thought of, with arms wide open.
Damn, we dropping an album on this episode, girl.
No, but that's what I thought of. Welcome to this place, Victoria F. I'll show you everything.
Oh my god. Now, yeah, but for real though, you're right. He Pete set the tone. And he definitely set the tone. I feel like I become so much more of a Pete fan when I see him with Victoria F. As much as I fucking hate their relationship sometimes, like his true colors keep on showing more and more through Victoria F more than anybody else.
Okay.
And so, like, so first example was right there, like the very beginning of that date. He set the tone. He set the intention right there. Intention is a very important word when it comes to any relationship, you know? Like, all right, what's the standard for today? Okay, what's the goal for today? All right, this is our goal. This is what we're doing. They get on the chopper. They get to the waterfall. They have their wine in the waterfall, you know, and they do their thing. Then they go to that dinner, right? Very mm-hmm. nice dinner. They both look very nice. And so it gets emotional, and it gets, you know, it gets kind of rocky for a second. And we've seen this road before between Pete and Victoria where Victoria doesn't know how to answer a certain question or she doesn't know how to express herself. And Pete is, like, calmly trying to ask her what's going on or why you feel certain ways. And so you see Victoria getting frustrated. And this part really, like, it really caught my attention so much. And it made me appreciate Pete so much more. And honestly, it makes me look up to Pete in certain ways and how he handles himself from man to man. Victoria was breaking down little by little. And when she doesn't know what to say, she gets easily defensive right away. Boom. She starts deflecting on whatever is being said to her, regardless of what's being said to her.
But finally, we understood why. Because of her past relationship. Well,
to an extent, she wasn't really specific and she wasn't really giving any answers. And even when she was, like, getting defensive, yo, I loved that Peter was so calm. He was so comforting to Victoria. And that's the one word that kept on sticking out to me. Like I loved how comforting he was towards Victoria. Like, yo, it's fine. It's okay. Like, chill. Like, you don't got to say all this, you know, like, I'm not looking for an answer, you know, or a particular type of answer. Like, yo, it's okay. I got you. Don't worry about it. He was very patient. He was very understanding. And I really appreciated that. And I keep on seeing his true colors over and over again, and even more and more whenever he's with Victoria. And shit, it takes a lot of patience to be with Victoria F. I'll tell you that.
Facts.
And yeah, so kudos to Peter. And we're
seeing his true colors shining through.
Yo, I'm telling you, we got that new Bacheletero debut album coming out. Shit, Atlantic Records, what up?
But it's true. Like, I mean, we could play a theme song for everything we're saying right now. I'm just saying.
Yeah, for real. And yeah, so it was, oh, but there was, I forgot, when they were on the helicopter, he did give this one quote that I thought was hilarious. We have a great relationship, except for communicating.
Isn't that the basis of all relationships? Come on, Peter.
Exactly. Oh, man. Yeah, but Victoria F., there was a confessional that she was doing towards the end of that date that I thought was very genuine. And it was very her, you know, her coming out of her shell, her emotional shell. And she said, I love him so much. I put him through so much. I love him so much. I put him through so much.
Yeah.
And she looked so, like, relieved and hurt at the same time because she felt so bad of all the bullshit that she's put Peter through. But he still stuck it out with her, though.
Yeah.
I do think Peter loves her. He loves all of them. Julie La Plaga, too.
Yeah. He's a lover. He ain't a fighter.
Yeah, he is a lover. And I honestly really enjoy this date so much. Like this date with Victoria F, you know, was so satisfying to watch. It made me happy.
Samesies, samesies. And honestly, I felt like finally they had a nice date. You know, and I finally, she admits that she's falling in love. And finally, she opens up about herself. You know, that those were all pluses for me.
Yeah.
But I still think she's a psycho.
Oh, she crazy as fuck. Like, that that doesn't change anything.
Like
that doesn't
I mean, she crazy. But you know what? Like, but which begs this. What
Maybe
begs the
she crazy.
Hey!
You driving me crazy. Hey, you're not the only one dropping records right now.
Oh my god. No, but seriously, like, she freaking nuts. She nuts. But I bet you, just as crazy as she is, you know, in how she behave, I bet you she crazy with that head game.
Damn, wow. I was not expecting that one. Legit. Oh shit.
It's true. I bet you her head game is crazy. Whoa.
Hey, I'm glad you said it and not me. All right.
I'm serious. Oye, ella se ve como una loca en la cama. En la cama, todo lo que quiere. Hey. Yo me tomo contigo donde sea.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, legit. Victoria F tiene la combi completa. ¿Qué? Chocha, culo.
Yo, that's a classic reggaeton right there.
Yes, man.
Damn.
But legit, I was like, yes, una loca en la cama. So I'm telling you, they have crazy chemistry. They, you know, and he even says it, like, we know the passion is there. I just wanted to know if that passion transcended into the bedroom.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. No, all right, you know, shit was bomb the night before when the entire time you're like laying on his chest, like, you got a smile on your face. You know that shit was bomb if you got a smile on your face while you're in bed just chilling, doing nothing.
Oh,
or,
yeah,
like, or, like, when you're fixing the bed and you still got a smile on your face. He laid that shit down.
He laid that shit down, not once, but twice.
Oh, we don't know. We don't know how many times.
We don't know how many times, but we know he laid it down to both of them.
Yeah. I'm not mad at him for it. You know?
No. You're not mad, but we all know that Maddie's mad.
Yeah, Maddie's now, mad.
But now, before we discuss Maddie's date, can we just talk about the back and forth between Maddie and then Hannah Ann and then Victoria F and Maddie?
Yeah. Well, like, once again, though, even going back just a little bit before that, too, once again, the walk of shame when Victoria comes in looking like it's fucking Sunday, football Sunday, that she's about to just watch the games at home with her friends type shit, like, with some sweats. Her hair was a little frizzy. It's funny because, like, Hannah Ann kind of looked a little similar the night before or the morning before when she got home. Victoria Ever, like, she just got dogged the fuck out by Peter. This is great. I love this episode. It's so, I mean, it's awkward for them. Super awkward. It's so bad. But
it is really bad.
But the producers know what they're doing. Like, this is like, listen, at the expense of their awkwardness and how they feel, this is going to make for great TV. And, you know, not going to lie, this is some pretty awesome TV.
You think? Just pretty awesome? No. This is freaking amazing. This is freaking amazing, all right? Legit.
But, yeah, so all three girls talking about it. Also, how was your date, Victoria? And Madison don't even say shit after Victoria's like, oh, it was great. It was productive. And then she just walks the fuck out, Madison.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, Victoria voice word. Yeah, I mean, Madison's tight. I mean, she's in a different level compared to Hannah Ann and Victoria F. She sees things very differently from you know, from the other two girls, obviously, which there's nothing wrong with, you know, like,
no,
it's who she is. You know, she has her values that, you know, that she believes in. She has her standards, like I mentioned earlier. you know, like it just is what it is. You know, it's what makes Maddie Maddie. By the way, I've been following Maddie on TikTok and on Instagram. She's fucking awesome. Like, yo, I'm telling you, she. All right, we'll talk more about Maddie coming up.
Yes, thank you. Okay, but anyways, I thought Madison was going crazy when she was talking to the girls. And like Hannah Ann said, hey, girl, you know what you signed up for? Like, you knew you were coming into this and who you were going to start dating, you know? I don't think she has a, honestly, like, as a woman that knows that she's going to a reality show about a guy that's dating 25 different girls and it's coming down to the wire, I don't think it's right that she's giving him an ultimatum.
I don't think she gave him an ultimatum, though. I feel like that word is being thrown around way too loosely. It's like, all right, this is my standards, you know? Like, if you want to be with me, this is what's going to be, like, yeah, like, this is what I want. And, like, a relationship goes two ways, you know? That it's not an ultimatum. It's a compromise.
It
is a compromise. Don't fuck these two girls or you're not going to get with me.
Not a compromise.
That's an ultimatum?
That's an ultimatum. No. It's either you don't fuck these girls and you be with me, or you be with me and don't fuck these two girls. Like, seriously, that's an ultimatum.
All right, it's a compromising ultimatum. How about that?
People are comparing her to Luke P.
All right, I'm so glad you're mentioning this. Go ahead.
Okay, I feel like there's a double standard as to what they're like. People are like, oh no, but Madison has a right to not give an ultimatum because she's a virgin and he's being a hypocrite because he's a born again virgin. It doesn't matter. No matter how you sliced it or diced it, even though Madison never got into problems this whole entire season and Luke P was the person that was getting involved in every single argument, at the end of the day, they both gave ultimatums and they have no right. As human beings, we should not be asking, we should not be holding other people to standards, okay? Knowing full well that you're coming to a reality show with someone that's going to date 25 other women and he's trying to find his wife. He's not playing games here. If you told me that Peter was a virgin, then you can definitely hold him up to the same standard as you, okay? Because both of you are on that same playing field. But when you're asking him to be like, you can't date anybody else, I'm sorry. You can't come in and fuck other people, I'm so sorry. And quite frankly, I don't like that. How are you going to say that? How? How?
How, Sway?
Like, I just don't think it's right.
That's a valid argument, but there are major differences in the situation between Luke P and Madison. I mean, Luke P, he was just hands down an egotistical misogynist, like, who was shaming women for having sex, period. You know, he, like, up to the point to where Luke P told Hannah B, like, yo, like, if you had sex before, I'm not going to do this shit with you anymore. He was already in the shithole up to that point. He already had, like, a previous 4 weeks where, like, it was just one problem after another problem after another problem after another problem. They were not doing well at all. And he was shaming women, period, for having sex, which is not what Madison is doing. Madison wasn't judging Peter for his choice to have premarital sex, like how Luke P was for Hannah B. That's one major comparison right there.
Agreed.
Like, she's not judging Peter for that. She just wants somebody who's going to put her first and wait till they get married from that point moving forward, you know, which clearly Peter didn't do.
Which brings me up to this point. Like, if he really put her first like that, then he would have protected her the same way that a bunch of other bachelors have protected their number ones.
Yeah. And if he really want, like, I feel like, like, at the end of this date to him with Madison, I don't think we've seen him cry like this since he got eliminated by Hannah B.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I really think he fucked up. And then he's like, nah, yeah, I'm fucking this up. I kind of need Madison. I kind of need Maddie.
Yeah. But guess what? He told the same things that he was telling What's Her Face, Hannah Ann. He he's telling Maddie too the same things.
Because I do feel that he is in love with both of them, you know? I think he loves all three of them, period. You know, like
he loves Victoria F.
You know what? I'm calling it right now. I'm calling it right now. This is how it's going to happen. All right. So Maddie's going to fall out and he's going to ask both Victoria F and Hannah Ann to be his two wives. That's it.
No. That's
it. It's going to be a bachelor first. Let's get it, Pete.
Barbara would not approve of such behavior, okay?
But Barbara's husband would.
No, he wouldn't. No, he would not. Absolutely not. Maybe his brother. Maybe Peter's brother. Maybe Peter's brother. But
I'm just playing.
Not Barbara. Okay, but seriously, like, honestly, I think that he's in lust with Victoria F. But he loves Maddie and Hannah Ann. That'll give you.
I do agree with that 100%. I do agree with that. It's tough. I mean, like, you know, with the date too. All right, let's talk about Madison's date real quick. So, just so we know, just so we get this straight, this is how fucked up the producers are, and how they're like going against Madison on this episode. Date with Hannah Ann, Jeskies, sun, popping, beach, cool. Date with Victoria F, helicopter, waterfall, wine on top of a waterfall, popping. Date with Maddie, let's take some fucking stairs to the roof. Like, come on now, bro. Like,
let's take our relationship to new heights. Let's test the waters, basically.
And then Pete, haciendo el bowl, like, trying to act stupid, he's like, this is so hot. Bro, you're a fucking pilot. You're used to this kind of height. Like, why are you acting so surprised, man? I don't know. Like, the setup for this date, I mean, it was cute. But, dang, like, why are you playing Maddie like that, man? Bro, that's what I think, though. But other than that, though, it's not just about where they were at for the date. Like I said earlier, I do believe that out of the three relationships, the most natural and unforced relationship and the strongest connection is between Madison and Peter. But damn, y'all, like when they were in that on that dinner date, there was one thing that Madison said that I just can't fault her for. That is like it's so fucking valid for her feeling that way. She said, I can't wrap my mind around you getting down on your knees, but 6 days before that, you slept with someone else.
Ooh. That's a very valid point.
Yeah.
In real life situation.
And you know, all right. So I know where you're going to go with it, but you know, but you signed up for the fucking bachelor. I get it. That's your voice too. You signed up for the fucking bachelor.
Ah, sí. Está bien. El cocodazo que te voy a dar cuando te vea. Dios mío.
Anyways, no, for real though. All right. Side A, but you signed up for The Bachelor. You knew where you're getting yourself into. I get that part. But then side B, you say, you know, like in reality, regardless, this is their reality. You know, like, yes, this is a show. But this is still their feelings and their emotions and their hearts that are, you know, that are put on the line, you know, for all of us to watch. And so regardless whether this is a show or not, you know, you got to stay true to yourself and only you know what's going to make you happy at the end of the day. And so if Maddie knows that, you know, that the idea of, all right, you're going to ask me to marry you in a week, but then, you know, literally last night, you just fucked the shit out of one other girl. And then the night before, you were with another girl. Like, but you want me to say yes to you when you propose, you know, marriage to me in a week? Like, nah. So, like, I get it. Isn't like, it just doesn't sound very attracting to Maddie. But I do think it's a win-win for Maddie, though. So, like, whether it works out with Peter is a great guy. You know, his fuck up was fucking somebody else and not, you know, putting Maddie's feelings in consideration.
Maddie should have spoken up before the freaking fantasy suites.
Yeah. But like, even with that, I still don't think that would have made a difference, regardless. Like, I feel like he has that strong of a connection as well with Hannah Ann and even with Victoria F.
Yeah. I think his dick is what has a very an emotional connection to Victoria F, if you're asking me.
I agree. My dick is
clearly, honestly, ever since Peter saw her in lingerie, he's like, yeah. En la cama todo lo que quieres, yo me meto contigo donde sea. The dick. All right, that was what he was saying. All right, he was thinking in my, I don't see nothing wrong with a little fucking rhyme.
Damn, we doing R. Kelly of all people right now.
I'm a piss on you.
Dave Chappelle. It's on you. Yeah.
Okay. Literally, all of that on Victoria F. Okay?
I'm so happy you dropped the Dave Chappelle reference.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yo, but like, all right, but let's keep it real. Out of the three girls, the one who is the most unique and the most different and that stands out the most because they're in their own lane is Maddie, without a doubt.
Because she's a virgin. That's it.
And yeah, you know, because she's a virgin. No, wait, no, that's not just it. But who is the only person out of the three that has not caused one single problem all season?
That's fine.
Nah, say it. Go ahead, say it.
Cassie, listen, when Colton picked Cassie has started...
Hold on, wait, now answer my question.
what does that even matter? Because...
I'm going to make a point.
Hold on. But your point is invalid because at the end of the day, Hannah Ann didn't start the drama.
She was still a part of it.
She might have been a part of it, but it's not like she caused it. She didn't cause Champagne Gate.
You don't have to cause shit to be a part of some shit.
Listen,
listen, if I'm driving a car, right, and you're driving right behind me, and we're at a red light, and you're on your fucking phone, and you smash me from behind, I didn't cause it, but I'm still part of the accident. She was a part of the accident. You're still affected.
At the end of the day, you can't say that she's different only because, A, she didn't... Maddie, the only reason why she hasn't caused drama is porque es un huevo sin sal. Es un huevo sin sal. Nah. You know what that means? That she has no spice. She has no flavor.
So, cause she causes
is like
because,
bland.
Because she doesn't cause like problems. Because she doesn't she's cause problems. Bland. That means she's bland.
She's bland like rice.
Nah, I disagree.
Like, all right. She needs some sazón completo in her life, man.
So, all right. So, basically.
She needs adobo.
What Martica is saying is you need to be a little crazy type of thing.
But Matt, hold on. Has Anna Ann shown any sign of craziness?
Yeah. Hell yeah. What? Has she?
Tell me. Episode one.
The first fucking episode.
How did she show that's crazy? Hannah Ann showed she was crazy because she was persistent?
Yeah, she was crazy.
You that's know not
balls,
crazy.
It takes balls to do some shit what she was doing.
Balls? Hold on. It takes balls. Balls and being crazy are two different things, my friend.
Nah,
she showed us that she has balls, that she has freaking dos huevos mamones bien grandes, o sea, para enseñarte que es tremenda mujer. Right? She goes after what she wants.
She crazy.
Okay, and honestly, if Maddie was a different type of woman, Maddie would have been saying what she thought instead of hiding between her feelings like a little girl.
But again, like we spoke about before, that's the inexperience and the age that kicks in with Maddie. You know, she didn't know how to express her feelings. They're all niñas at the end of the day.
See, but there's some niñas that have more cojones than the other. Just saying.
Right. Well, I'm saying that regardless throughout the entire season, Maddie has been the most mature out of everyone. Even out of the
older
ones.
Except when it came to herself.
Even out of, listen, she became super vulnerable about this. This is something that she's very sensitive about. And I get it. Nobody is going to be on their fucking A game 24/7. So you got to give the benefit of the doubt when you make one little fucking I'm not even going to call it a mistake because y'all like it's not a little mistake. It's not a mistake at all. I don't believe it's a mistake at all.
It's a huge mistake actually.
All right. What makes it a mistake?
You need to listen. You need to disclose those types of things up front because at the end of the day, those are her final That's her final straw. It's not like for her, him screwing other women is her final straw. So those types of things need to be spoken about from the get-go.
I disagree.
Like for me, That's one of her deal breakers. When there's a deal breaker for you, you need to talk about it up front, LP. You don't wait for deal breakers to talk about them when you're on date 10, date 5. You talk about deal breakers up front so you know these expectations moving forward.
It depends on the deal breakers, though. So I'm not mad at Maddie for not saying anything until now, because I think, and I'm playing devil's advocate right now, like, yo, I want you to love me for who I am as a person, first and foremost. I want us to naturally connect. I don't want to give you all of me. And little by little, if I feel like, all right, I'm getting there, then I'll give you me, you know, and I'll give you more of me and I'll start telling you more about me. But I want you to love me as a person, first and foremost. I don't want you to even think about my pussy. I don't want to talk about my pussy. I don't want you to look at my nipples. I don't even want to let you look at my neck. None of that.
All right. That's fine. So that's perfectly fine. But like I said,
I think either or is valid. I think either or is valid. I think there is no mistake going either way.
Well then I disagree, because look, I can talk about Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson. She said it right from the get-go. I'm a virgin.
And look how that worked out.
Well, that's fine. They got married and they divorced after the fact, but she gave her expectations from the get-go. I want to save myself for marriage, and that's it. And she said it date one, night one. She could have done the same thing so that there was no confusion. And honestly, I feel like it's kind of manipulative if you do it the other way. I feel like she was manipulative to a certain degree.
Nah.
Yes, absolutely.
She ain't say manipulative about what? What did she say? Like, oh, P, I'm about to fuck the shit out you after this. Like,
no,
she, like,
manipulative, like, mira. Manipulative in the sense of that's something that needed to be said up front. You don't talk
about, like, what is she being manipulative about though? Like, she, like, what did she omit? What did she lie? She hasn't lied about anything.
She omitted
about what? About her being a virgin and her saving herself a marriage? Like, y'all, like, I don't, like, if this is my body, I don't got to tell you shit about my body.
Until
I feel like it.
You should talk about that. Listen, you should talk about that.
She up don't front. Own shit.
Okay, so hold on. So what about someone that has a freaking STD and doesn't disclose it?
All right, wow. Oh, whoa, you took it way thing. Left field.
Same thing.
Wait, no,
listen,
it's
guys,
not.
Yes,
that
it
is.
Is.
That is not
yes,
the same
is.
Thing.
Oh, but I want this person to fall in love with me.
No,
beforehand.
See that is illegal.
I'm sorry. The final bottom lines like that. Bottom lines. You should talk about it up front. Period. Point blank. Hey,
Manica,
I am religious. I am
the worst comparison that you could ever make. That's two completely different conversations right there.
You are omitting information that's important. If her bottom line was, if you screw anybody else here, I am walking, because that's an ultimatum.
All right. So I'm gonna give an example that's gonna be like, all right, nah, chill, stop it. So, all right. So if I don't tell, all right, for example, let's say a guy tells you, all right, a guy is like, ooh, I'm about to fuck shit out you. I'm about to dog shit out. Ooh, I can't wait. But then you make him wait type of thing. Like, nah, but like, you guys kind of like, you know, get the foreplay going every now and then. And there's a lot of tension. Like, yo, you about to get this work. My shit big, this and that. Ooh, you about to get it. You guys make it now. And then you guys finally go into your own fantasy suite and that shit little.
You should have disclosed that you had a tiny penis from the beginning.
And so that's gonna be a deal breaker, because like he's been talking game, like, well, I'm about to fuck the shit out you, girl. Like, oh, you can't, yo, I'm about to give you this, about to give you this work.
Disclose the tiny penis. Disclose it.
The point.
Oh, I got a tiny dick.
The point of the conversation is the point I'm trying to make is that she don't own him shit to tell him about what she wants to do with her body. They are not. Like, they are not together yet. You know, they are not married yet. They are not at that point.
But then
yet.
Don't. But then
she,
don't
he
ask
is with other women.
But then don't ask him not to screw other girls. Then don't ask him that.
Because you have to at that. Like, if that's what she believes in, then like, yo, like you would be like, she would be doing herself a disservice if she doesn't say that to him.
And she's doing herself a disservice by not saying it from the beginning. And I bet you, if she would have told, mind you, knowing that she is dating a very sexual creature, okay? Peter is very sexual. He says it, I don't know how many times throughout the season, that physical attraction and physical connection is extremely important to him.
We could go all night about this, Martica.
Uh-huh, but that's why you stay quiet right there, because it's true. It's like, you know full well you're going into this. This isn't Christian Mingle, y'all. This isn't like you're, you know, let's find our next, you know, bachelor, bachelorette, virgin. No, you know who this guy is. You know what his reputation is. You should have been up front, period, point blank. The minute that they started, when she had that conversation, hey, my views are important to me. My values are important to me. I look up to my father. That is when she said all of that. And then that's when Peter admitted that he was falling in love with her. That right there, that should have been like a segue into, hey, by the way, I'm a virgin. Hey, I'm saving myself for marriage.
Martica, we could go on all fucking night about this bullshit. And honestly, I don't even, you know, with our arguments, I don't believe that there's anybody that's wrong. You know, I think you, I think you make very valid points, you know?
And so do you. I mean, it is what it is.
Like Democrat, Republican. It's like pick a side type of thing. You know, like yeah. At the end of the day, you're fighting for the same country type shit.
Yep. We're fighting for the Bachelor. We're fighting for Peter. We're fighting for Bachelor Nation. Okay.
Yeah. Like at the end of the day, what I believe is that, you know, like the Bachelor is not just about having that one person find happiness, but it's for those two people to find the happiness.
Yes, sir.
You know, and people don't talk enough about having that second person. Like, matter of fact, let me say that again. People don't talk about valuing the happiness of that second person on the show. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I think it's very important for Madison to stay true to herself. You know, if she has something that she believes in, that she's very firm about, you know what? You got to do what you got to do, girl. You got to leave Pete, or, you know, you handle it the way that you want to handle it. And yeah, so we'll see what happens. This was very interesting. This was honestly a great episode.
Next week is going to be nuts.
Yo, is it the tell-all? Is it tell-all next week?
No, next, I think so. I think next week, it's the rose ceremony. Maddie doesn't show up and everybody's freaking out. And I like what Hannah Ann says in the preview. Like, I want to feel like he's picking me. I don't want to feel like somebody's second choice. Yeah. So kudos to freaking Hannah Ann for standing up for herself. I honestly think, my opinion, my conspiracy theory is he's going to send Victoria F. home and she's going to attend the women's tell-all.
Yeah, she's probably going to end up at the... Damn, man. It's crazy. Because, like, he put up with all that shit for just to still send her home. Like,
yeah. Just to
yo,
hit it and quit it.
Yo, such a douchebag.
Zap it and tap it.
It's such an unfortunate time for them to finally work things out. You know.
You know. Oh no, I think he kept her on purpose just to see her naked.
You know, like Lil Wayne said, but as soon as it's like soon as I come to my senses,
and I won't say these whole names. Yeah.
And so I get it. I mean, it's part of the
women's
hall
is going to be crazy. Alea's going to be there.
I can't wait for Tammy with McKenna.
McKenna.
Sydney is definitely not going to keep quiet. Sydney's fucking fire, by
Victoria
the way.
Victoria Paul.
My baby. She was hot.
Uh-huh.
They all my babies.
All of them. Victoria. Bueno, you were full Victoria F. stan until I proved you wrong. And it was like, it's all about Hannah Ann.
Yeah. No, I never said it was all about Hannah Ann, although I do think that she's doing a phenomenal job. And she's been great. She's been awesome. You know, like I can't hate on her, you know.
You can't.
She's like, you know, it's one pinch of cheeks.
And honestly, yes, and she's beautiful. Like if I were a dude, I'd marry her. If I were a dude, I'd marry her.
I'm not gonna marry her. I don't know her. We never met.
But I would marry her if I were a dude. But anyways. So we're going to get to the women's hall. We're, you know, I think an episode or two closer to finding out about don't let her go. Don't let her go, Peter. Don't let her go. Bring her home to us. Can't wait. That's the one thing I'm looking forward to this season. Like jumping the fence.
Shit. Word. That's going to be some shit. But yeah, but you already know at the end of every Bacheletero episode, we have the Bacheletero Awards, starting off with La Loca of the Week. So, obviously, we have a very short list as of now. So, Martica, who's your La Loca of the Week?
Do I really have to say it? It ain't Victoria F. It's Madison.
Yeah.
Maddie, is it? Maddie is the crazy, because she was, listen, the way that she was pacing back and forth, the way that she was just not being able to articulate anything and going off on tangents, like, I don't think I can handle this. I can't do it. She was acting crazy. She was driving herself crazy.
Yeah, she was.
So who was your loca of the week?
Yeah, I gotta concur on that one. I gotta agree. Although, you know, her reasoning, I do believe, is valid.
Right.
But she, like, what's fucking Madison up right now is her inner demons, you know, her self-thoughts.
Right.
Like, she's driving herself crazy. She's thinking the worst. She's imagining the worst. She's in her own head way too much right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, she's doing it to herself right now. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. Peter did it to somebody else.
So yeah, he did it to two other selves, but anyways.
She's getting in her own head way too much. And she's my favorite, too, you know? Like, she's been my favorite for the longest.
I know.
So, like, you know, she did, you know, she has been a little crazy this week. So I gotta give her the La Loca of the week. Now, La Come Mierda of the week. Who ate the most shit?
Madison. Yeah. She ate the most shit. Word. She waited until the final three to tell Peter, hey, I'm a virgin. I'm saving myself for marriage. And if you fuck some other bitch, guess what's gonna happen? You ain't gonna get this V card.
Literally. Yo, word.
So you're eating a lot of shit by giving this man an ultimatum, knowing you signed up for this particular man. You didn't sign up for Sean Lowe. You didn't sign up for Colton season. No, no. You signed up for Pinga Pete season.
Damn. That's how you feel?
That's how I feel. So tell me how you feel. This is really how you feel.
Yeah.
Maybe she will.
You know who's my come mierda of the week? You know who's eating a lot of shit for no fucking reason?
Who?
Julie La Placa. The fuck is wrong with everybody? She's the producer. She got cool with PM moms. They're going out for lunch. They're hanging out on New Year's. Let them fucking be. A guy and a girl can coexist, all right? Without
How
fucking...
is she La Come Mierda of the week for that?
Because, yo, like, she's getting mad shit. Like, oh, you fucking Peter. You fucking the whole situation.
But how is that her fault?
It's not. That's what I'm saying. She's taking a lot of shit for it. For no reason. Okay. Just because they're, like, they're just hanging out.
So then you have to blame Bachelor Nation. You can't blame her.
You gotta blame.
You gotta blame. Okay, stop.
You gotta
leave
blame
my mom yet.
Listen, I'm gonna blame you for teaching me a new word, because, like, I'm gonna start saying that now. Listen.
Blame. Oh my God, leave my Miami accent alone.
Like, Madison gotta blame herself for being in her own head. And
I guess to blame herself for lying to Peter. Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So usually we have the MV3, the most valuable three contestants, except we can't do that this week because there's only three contestants left. Yeah, you want to still do it? Matter of fact, yeah, we'll do it. The final three. And so, like, obviously from, you know, number three to number two to, you know, to the leader.
One.
Yeah.
Okay,
so who you got?
All right. So my MV3 in third place, we got Hannah Ann. All right.
Mm. Damn. What?
Yeah.
You
wait.
Did I just hear correctly?
You're gonna love my MV3. Hold it.
Shush.
Let me tell you my reasoning.
That is a fucking shock.
Wait for my MV3, coño. Espérate. So Hannah Ann is my number three. I love their interaction and their date. I love how everything was so effortless. I feel like the more episodes that passes by, the more their relationship progresses. I love her. She knows I stand for her.
But
every time I comment on her, there's no buts. Every time I comment on her page, she gives it a heart. I freaking love her. I love you, baby. I love you, Hannah Ann. If I were a dude, I'd marry you. I'd put a ring on it. So my number two, my MV3, my number MV2 is Peter. I fall in love with Peter every episode. I feel like Pinga P is becoming, I think he's finding himself along this journey of The Bachelor. He's standing up more to himself, especially when he's with Victoria F. He's being more articulate about what he wants, and he's finally figuring out his own path. Yeah. And then my number one spot for the MV3 of this week is the freaking producers.
Julie
the producers. The producers, not Julie La Placa, the producers. the producers for freaking instigating the drama, for waiting for 23 seasons of The Bachelor and 15 seasons of The Bachelorette to put these three women together so that they can see each other have those awkward coming back from fantasy suite moments, that freaking walk of shame, the drama, the way that they freaking left Madison as the last freaking one-on-one date knowing that she was a virgin. Listen, they are the MVP. They got the number one spot because they are the freaking real players of this whole freaking season. Yeah. Bravo.
They
Bravo
ain't producers. Shit. They Bravo. Ain't shit, but they are fucking killing at their job this season. They've been phenomenal. Like, they've yes. been, like, as far as, like, doing their job of, like, creating storylines, of creating plots within, you know, these real-life situations from these yes, girls sir? And Peter this entire season.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Been it's been very impressive.
I told like, you. I told you. You were like, oh, how are you going to do an MB3? I'm like, trust me. My like, MB3 is lit.
Like, this is coming from, like, two, like, you know, media people. Like, you know, like, me and you, we obviously, we both work in radio. You in Tampa, me in Miami. We work mm-hmm. in music radio. So we kind of have, like, a certain understanding of, like, production and behind the scenes.
Oh,
so,
no, and someone who was on a reality
were,
show.
I was just going to say, and you personally were on a reality show as well, too. Like,
there's and I was a producer for another reality show. Yeah.
So, like, there's definitely a bigger understanding and appreciation of like the work that's put in to make you know this show, this final product look so good and yes, so sir. Juicy and so interesting every single week yes. to a point that where we created the Bacheleteros.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
I ain't mad at that. That's a good MB3 list. I'm not
you
mad
told
at that.
You I that's told you I'm one. Like I told you I'm like don't I'm like shh. Let me say my MB3, like, because it was a good list. All right, so yeah, who are your MB3?
I wasn't expecting that. I was going, all right, so number three, Chase Rice. I'm kidding. Not Chase Rice, no.
I mean, same.
Number three, man. Honestly, I got to go with, oh, this is so hard for me, with Madison, I guess.
What?
Yeah.
So she's been a contender in all your awards.
Yeah. Hey, but she's been top three though. She's been top three year round. I gotta go top three. Like she's not even out of the list. I could have put like somebody else in there. But yeah, man, I gotta go with Madison. But like I'm putting her and I'm leaving off one of the girls off mm-hmm. the MV3 list today. And I say that because I appreciate her standing her ground as to what she believes in, you know, like, all right, mm-hmm. like, this is who I am as a woman. Take me as I am and respect me as I am or don't take me at all. So that's, you know, that's what she's, you know, that's what she's giving off. And like, I think that's incredibly confident coming from a 23-year-old. And yeah, I think she's cut from a different cloth. Madison is super wife material, without a doubt. I think she's most wife material out of the three girls that are left. I think a lot of guys can absolutely agree and attest to that. Yeah, you know, so I'll give my third place to Maddie. By the way, her TikToks are fucking popping. Maddie, keep them coming. Number two. My number two. I got to go with Hannah Ann. I got to go with Hannah Ann. Their relationship is natural. You know, Hannah Ann and Peter, it's been smooth. Something about like how she acts, like, I don't know. There's just something that's just so young about her that I feel like, you know, it might drive off Peter eventually, but you just can't deny the chemistry that they have. They're fucking popping together. You know, they're awesome. Like they enjoy each other's company. It's cool. I really enjoy seeing them together. And if Hannah Ann was to win it all at the end, and end up with Peter, I wouldn't be upset about that at all. I would not be upset about that. I would be very happy, you know, for that kind of ending. Number one, my MVP of the MV3, I got to go with Peter. I really do. Even though, like, you know, there was, you know, a lot of shit that he was taking and going through with the whole Maddie situation. Like, as a man, like I'm telling you straight up, and this is me being vulnerable too. Like I feel like I learned so much as to like how I learned so much from how he handles certain pressure situations with a woman that he cares for. For example, it was mainly his date with Victoria F, where like he just, you know, he was under pressure to where like, all right, we're about to crack again. She's cracking. She's falling under pressure. She's getting frustrated. She's getting defensive. And in the past, y'all, like, they both would get to a point where, like, yo, it's a fucking fight. And then, boom, like, there's no coming back from it. Like, fucking last week, he didn't even, like, meet her family. But just the way that he really tries his best to be understanding and comforting, and just the way that he talks to her, it's really inspiring, you know? And it makes me, like, want to be able to, you know, like when I have... you know, that partner one day, I want that kind of relationship to where I can be that man for her. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So that where I don't fall into a frustration, where I don't fall into her frustration. Like, I'll be honest, that's something that, you know, I've done plenty of times in the past where, like, you know, I wouldn't be strong for the both of us. Like, when she's down, then, you know, like, I got you. Don't worry about it. You know, lean on my shoulder. And Pete really showed that. And I appreciated that so much. And that really hit a soft spot for me. So, Pete, you're my MVP, man. And I appreciate you. And, yeah, that's a real man. Anybody ends up with Pete, honestly, is a very lucky woman. So,
yes,
you know, I know, like, I wanted Mike Johnson for Bachelor. I still want Mike Johnson, honestly.
Same.
But I can – and I know I wasn't very excited for Peter to be the Bachelor. But I've really enjoyed this this season so much. This has been an awesome season. I think Peter, you know, he handled it the best way that he could all season, regardless of the outcome. And, yo, this has been fire.
Yes, it has.
Peter, like, he may not have been, like, the sexiest fucking or, like, the best looking or the tallest or whatever it may be as far as Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Well, tallest, he was one of the taller ones.
Yeah? Oh, there's been some short ones? Oh, there's hope? Say not. I feel like, you know, he is a great example of how a man should be able to treat his woman, you know? And that's how I feel about that. Any other anything else you'd like to add, Martika?
Nope. Honestly, I can't wait till next week to see what episode, what the Women to All episode is going to bring. I can't wait for the drama. But yeah, I'm proud of Pete. I'm proud of Hannah Ann. We'll see what happens. Hopefully Maddie doesn't leave him hanging. And don't let her go. Don't let her go. With that being said.
Yeah, sir. Follow us on them socials at the Bacheleteros, at the Bacheleteros. You already know you can follow me as well at It's Al Pizzle on all social medias. And
Martha. Martha Maria Lopez TV on Insta, aka Martika Lopez. Please just call me Martika. Don't call me Martha.
Yeah. Drop them reviews. Apple Podcasts. Please, you know, try to give us 5 stars. Even like, I'd be happy with 4 stars. You know, like, let me know what we gotta do for a 5-star review. It's like,
yes, sir.
It's like one of them Uber drivers, them Venezuelan Uber drivers in Miami. Hey, my friend, 5-star. You know.
See, and honestly, we want to know what your thoughts are on the podcast. Please let us know. Do not be afraid to tell us. Give us suggestions. Give us your honest opinions. We'd love to hear from you. And if you have any questions, comments, and concerns, you can always DM us at The Bacheleteros on Instagram, or you can always email us at thebacheleteros@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. And we are out of here.
All right. Hasta la próxima. Love you. Bye, Bachelor Nation.
Bye.